So, my name's Piper Fisher, and today is October 15th, 2025, and I'm here at the community college interviewing Thien Huynh. This is for my oral history project in Professor Youngbone's class. So would you like me to just call you by Moon? Is
Yeah.
that fine? Okay. Moon is originally from Myanmar. And today we're going to talk about what school was like back home and how she learned English and what it's been like coming to the US and how life has changed for her since then. Thanks, Moon, for taking the time to do this with me today. I'm really excited to hear about your story and what this whole experience has been like for you. If you're ready, we'll go ahead and start.
Of course, ready.
Okay. Can you tell me your full name and how to pronounce it correctly?
Okay. My full name is Thien Huynh Thuan.
Okay.
Okay. I will pronounce for that one. Thien, Thien,
Thien.
For middle name is Kadeay.
Okay.
For last name, Huyn.
Okay, awesome. Where were you born and what kind of town did you grow up in?
I was born in Myanmar. Myanmar is country. Town is Yangon.
Yangon, okay.
Yeah.
How was school compared to here?
In my country?
Yes.
Oh. I really like in here because in my country, we can be a friend with our teacher. You know, our teacher, if we didn't get the right answer, our teacher always slap or something like that.
Okay.
Yeah, that's why
So they slap your hand.
yeah, just
Oh,
that's
okay.
why I really like US teacher.
I would
Yeah,
too.
they are so friendly, you know.
Yes. Did you like school there? Like, what age did you start school?
In here or
Back home.
in my country?
Yes.
Starting from kindergarten?
Kindergarten? So it was kind of the same from like you started kindergarten there and you started kindergarten here.
No, in my country.
In your country?
Yeah.
Okay. What did you first start learning at your country, in your country at school?
School? We have six subjects, and I have to say all six
If you don't
subjects.
mind.
Okay. Myanmar, English, and mathematics, and geology, history, and science.
Okay, so it's kind of the same as here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Was learning English there harder than learning English here?
In here, I think in here is really easy.
It is.
Easy mean to understand, you know.
Yeah.
In my country, we don't speak English. They only focus for grammar, for reading, you know, writing, not for speaking.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Did your teacher speak English pretty well when they were teaching you in your country?
I think we only speak in Burmese,
Oh, okay.
my native language.
So your native language is what again?
Burmese.
Burmese. Okay. So like when you were learning English, did it feel natural to you or was it kind of weird at first? Is it so different from your first language?
For me, in here, learning English, I think it's not a difficult because I'm already learning. I was learning when I was learning in since I was born, you know. So it's not a difficult for me, but for speaking, a little bit difficult because I'm start trying right now, so it's really
Yeah.
difficult.
So what age did you were you when you moved
In here
to the United
to
States?
United, I think 24.
24? Oh,
Yeah.
so you haven't been here very long. You've been here for about 4 years.
Years, yeah.
Do you like it here?
I love it, but sometimes really boring too. So
Oh
it's
yeah.
yeah.
What kind of activities did you do back home?
In my
In
country,
your country?
sometimes we play badminton.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Sometimes reading. Sometimes many kinds of games. Yeah, not a phone.
Just
Just
like,
like a play in the
oh,
ground.
awesome. Do you use English much outside of class?
What do you mean?
Like, do you talk, like, in English outside of school?
Outside of the school?
Mm-hmm.
If I... In USA?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think not too much.
Not too much.
Because I'm working at Amazon.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. So, I think Amazon... I'm working with robot. I don't have a time to speak, you know. So, I think I don't have to speak too much English.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's why I'm joining this class.
That's really cool. It sounds like school is a lot different from where you were. And I want to ask a little bit how you decided to come to the United States and what change was like. So why did you decide to come to the U.S. for school?
If I have to tell truly, I'm not coming with student visa.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I got some lottery win.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's me. I think that name is Diversity Visa Lottery Program.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I got you.
Yeah. I was applying in 2019.
Okay.
But it will be result out in 2020.
Okay.
Yeah. On that time I got the message you have been randomly selected for this program.
Oh, that's awesome. Were you excited?
Yeah, that's why I'm here.
Mm-hmm. Why did you end up choosing Tulsa Community College to study English at?
To study English? Can I tell the truth?
Yeah, you tell, right? You just say whatever you want. I want you to feel comfortable.
Yeah. First, is money is really cheap.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's
very.
Why. Yeah.
Trust me, that's why I'm here.
Yeah. I really want to join Oral Roberts University, OIU, because it's
awesome.
It's really near my home.
Mm-hmm.
My apartment.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I really want to join Oral Roberts University, but it's expensive, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I joined to DCC. Mm-hmm. But I really like DCC also.
Yeah. What did your family think when you told them you wanted to move across the world?
If I have my mom is really free, give me a freedom. Mm-hmm. But my father not. First time I got that visa, my father told me, don't go. I can't allow because you're a girl, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. If you, my father think a girl don't need to work.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But she is really support me. He is really support me right now.
Good.
Yeah.
Good.
First time he don't allow.
Oh, gotcha. When you first got here, was it kind of overwhelming trying to figure out where everything was and how stuff worked, like classes, people, and food, and all that?
In school or in USA?
Just in the USA.
USA?
Mm-hmm.
If I have to tell truly, I have a struggle with food because mm-hmm. I never eat in my life beef and pork.
Oh, I got
so
you.
If I buy something, I'm always checking ingredient. It's really, I really don't like that one.
Well,
so
yeah.
Struggle with food. People, I think if I have to tell about people, some people are really nice, but you know, we are totally different. Sometimes mm-hmm. I'm really afraid to talk with people, you know.
Yeah, I get that.
Yeah.
What kind of food did you guys eat back home?
At my home?
Mm-hmm.
Food, I mean rice and some beans or something like that.
So you didn't really eat meat, like meat wasn't...
Oh, I mean fish.
Oh,
and also
okay.
Chicken and
gotcha.
Also, you know, mutton.
I've
it's
never...
like a goat meat.
Oh,
oh yeah.
You favorite goat meat, okay.
Goat meat,
okay.
Yeah.
What was your first thought when you landed here and saw everything for the first time?
First time I was arrived in LA Airport, mm-hmm. not in Tulsa. Not in Tulsa.
Both.
Both?
Mm-hmm.
When I first came here, I feel like many people are in the airport. I feel like I'm nothing. And also, I have many dreams, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But after I arrive in here, all of my dreams are gone. Can I be... my dreams can be real or not.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really afraid for that
mm-hmm.
in first day. In,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, at airport.
Yeah.
But after a few months, I miss my family a lot and cried a lot on that time. But now I'm really used to.
Good. When you first got here, what was transportation like in your hometown? Like back home in your country? What was like transportation like? Did you have cars? Did you have trains? Did you have...
In my country?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, in my country, transport, we have a bus.
And oh, a bus.
Yeah, okay. Train also. But we don't have a subway.
You don't?
Yeah.
Okay. So was it different trying to find transportation here? Like, was it hard for you?
Yeah, this is really hard for me because in my country, I never drive before. Oh, I never drive a car before. Yeah.
Okay. So do you plan on getting your license, trying to get your driver's license?
I already got it.
Oh, awesome. Yeah. Awesome. That's awesome. Were those first weeks that you got here, were they exciting for you or was it hard?
Too exciting and also too afraid because I'm really afraid people.
Yeah, I understand that for
doesn't
sure.
Doesn't matter you are a girl or boy, but I'm specifically afraid for boy.
Yes. Yeah. I totally get that.
In my country, a boy will talk with someone, something, we just think a friend. I'm also thinking, but in here, some boys are coming and talk with me, but I didn't think anything, but they think I like him or they like me. Yeah, that's why it's really complicated.
Yeah, I get that.
That's why I don't talk any boys.
I totally get that. I can't imagine how big of a change that was for you when you first got here. Let's talk a little bit about how it's been learning English here in the United States, if you don't mind. I have a few questions for that.
Okay.
What's been the hardest part about learning English?
For me,
mm-hmm.
We have 5 classes. I already joined 5 classes in here, just like reading, writing, listening, and speaking. Another is what?
You're totally fine.
Yeah, but for me, speaking class is really difficult.
I can see that, yeah.
Yeah.
So what would be your easiest class that you have, you think?
Easiest class?
Mm-hmm.
I think writing.
Writing?
And also grammar.
Grammar?
Yeah.
Okay.
I already have an experience with grammar, writing, reading, listening, you know, but I don't have any experience with speaking. Yeah, that's why speaking is really difficult for me.
Mm-hmm. How is learning English in America different from how you learned it in Myanmar?
If I have to tell truly, teaching American style is really good. In my country, they are always using the book, you know, just like a rules, you know. In here, we don't have to use too much books, but you can learn with group activities or something like that. That was really interesting for me.
That's good. What helped you the most since you've been here?
I think I got many friends in here.
That's good. Making friends is always fun.
Yeah.
Do you have any habits that help you adjust to living here? Do you live on your own?
Yeah.
You do? Do you have any like favorite things to do while you're at home?
At home? Drawing.
Drawing?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you have any pets at home?
No.
You don't?
I want to try.
You want to try?
I want to get some.
What do you want to end up getting eventually?
Dogs.
Dogs?
I really love dogs. Do you love dogs?
I have a lot of dogs.
Do you have a lot of dogs?
I have about 5 that live in my house with me.
Oh my God.
And I also have cats. I love cats. Cats are my favorite.
For me, I'm a little bit afraid of cats.
Oh yeah?
Yeah. Sometimes they are coming, if you don't mind. Just like, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm afraid of that. I don't hate, you know.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you don't mind, can I ask you one thing?
Yeah.
Can I know what kind of dog do you have?
I have an Australian Shepherd. So I can show you a picture after our interview.
Okay, thank you.
Did you have any dogs at home?
Of course.
You did?
Yeah. I have, I think, Golden Retriever.
Oh.
Yeah. And also another one is Pom. Pomeranian, you know, small one.
Yes. Do you have any, do you ever think about what life was like in Myanmar and realize how much you've changed and how much your life has changed since moving here?
I think I got 100% independence, mm-hmm. you know. In my country, my mom and dad didn't give independence 100%, you know. So for me, I really like USA.
Having that independence.
Yeah, that's why. But I'm really afraid about people also.
Mm-hmm. I get that. Do you still get nervous speaking English, or does it come easier now?
I think easier now, but if I talk with a girl, mm-hmm. it's okay. A boy, a little bit nervous.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I can understand that for sure.
But doesn't have any meaning. I like that boy, or doesn't have that mm-hmm. any meaning. Oh, because when I was young, starting from kindergarten to high school, I was attending in school, but doesn't have any boys, only school, girl school. So that's why I'm really afraid of boy. Maybe I think like that.
Mm-hmm. How do your teachers and classmates help you stay confident?
They always help me, and also if I didn't speak something, Moon, you have to speak. And they always help me.
That's good. That's really good. It's cool hearing about how much progress you've made. And now I want to switch gears and talk a little bit about what's different here in school and culture compared to home, if you don't mind. Is that okay with you?
Okay.
What's the biggest difference between school here, or school in Myanmar, and school here at TCC?
I really love Myanmar school also, but I really don't like Myanmar teacher.
Mm-hmm.
I really like to ask a lot, you know. Sometimes they don't want to answer. You don't have to know this one. I don't like that one. In USC, whatever I ask, they have an answer. I like that one.
How are the teachers, or the way they teach, different from what you're used to?
What do you mean?
The teachers here, mm-hmm. do they teach, like, what ways do they teach different from how you were taught back in Myanmar?
I think in here, teachers are really nice, and also they always give me a compliment, you know. Mm-hmm. You're good. You don't have to be panic, just like that. So I like.
Well, that's good. Have you had any big culture shocks since you've moved here? Like, is there anything that was a big shock to you that they do here compared to back in your country?
I think in my country, boys and girls never kiss in front of people.
Oh.
In here, first time I see in the girl, it was really shock for me. Oh my God. That was funny. I can't forget that time.
That's so funny. Yes, I will say that people here in the United States, they are not afraid to show their love for each other.
Yeah. I really like that, but that was really new for me, you know? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What's something about American culture that made you laugh or confused when you got here?
American culture, I really don't know too much, but I really love the Thanksgiving Day and also Christmas.
Oh, Christmas, yeah. Yes. Yeah. My favorite too.
Yeah.
Who has helped you feel more at home here? And what has helped? Who or what has helped you feel more at home?
More at home?
Mm-hmm. Here in the United States.
I don't have anyone in here. Any relatives in here. Mm-hmm.
So what has helped you? What has helped you feel more at home here?
Oh, what helps? I always talk with my family.
Mm-hmm.
When I wake up or before I sleep, I always talk with my family, so I never feel alone. After I arrived USC, I will stay with my friend and his family. On that time, I feel like I'm not alone. Mm-hmm. You know, everyone is here, but I feel alone. But when I stay at my home, I never feel alone.
Do you go back and visit home very often?
After I got the citizenship, I will go.
Awesome. That's awesome. Do you still keep, you still keep in touch with your family. So you often talk to them throughout the day, like before you go to bed?
Yeah, always.
Always? That's awesome. You've learned ways to feel at home here. And let's talk a little bit for our final thing about your goals and what you see yourself doing going forward. So what are your goals for the future?
If I have to tell truly, I really don't know what I want to be. I'm also still finding, but now I already joined the cybersecurity major.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So do you think learning English is helping you reach those goals?
Definitely.
Definitely. Has coming to the U.S. changed what you want for your future?
Definitely, yeah.
So how has it changed?
I feel like in my country, in this age, at my age, anyone cannot buy a car. But I already buy a car. Mm-hmm. So that was really big change, you know?
Mm-hmm. For sure. When you think about your goals, do you ever feel like learning English and coming here kind of changed what you thought your life would look like?
Yeah. In my country, if I open a store or something like that, a company, or we don't have to do any documents too much. In here, we have to do a lot. And also, if you don't know English in here, we can't do anything. Mm-hmm. I feel like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What are you most proud of about yourself since coming here? What are you most proud of about yourself since you've came here?
I never think I can stay alone, mm-hmm. because in my country I always slept with my brothers and sister. In here, I can stay alone. That was really proud for me.
Awesome. Well, I'm so glad to hear that. Is there anything else you'd like to add or share for people to understand better about your story?
Don't lose your hope. You can try anything or any time. Don't lose your hope. That's all.
Well, thank you so much for sharing all of this with me. I really appreciate it. You opening up and being honest about everything. It's been really interesting hearing about what this whole experience has been like. You've worked really hard to get where you are, and it's very inspiring. Thanks again for helping with my project.
Thank you, Dua.